Slop? You want slop?
Was there a bucket that you would have carried from the house to the to what was that called? A slop bucket?
Slop bucket.
Okay. Yeah, that was always my chore growing up. Oh. David, carry that slop bucket
Seems
out.
Seems like I can remember him having some big kind of a keg out there, and you'd dump all your extra milk and stuff into that, and then you'd go out and take a bucket of slop out and put it into the trough.
You mentioned keg. Is that a wooden container?
Seems like I could remember that.
Now, is that different than a barrel?
No.
Same thing? Mm-hmm. Okay. There's no difference in size or anything?
I don't think so.
Well, as a rule, a keg is smaller than a barrel.
Oh, okay.
A barrel is more in your, like these iron barrels today, you know, the big barrel.
Okay.
And kegs were the little
little
round or smaller versions of it.
Okay. Could I get you to pronounce barrel for me?
Barrel.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a go devil?
Uh-uh.
A farm implement, or nickname for a farm implement. I just wondered if people in here use that.
What was it used for?
It was actually some sort of a buck rake. I'm sure you're familiar with it. Have you heard of a buck rake? Mm-hmm. What were they?
It was to rake the hay.
They call them bow rakes in this country.
Bow rakes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bow rakes.
After the hay was mowed, then they'd rake it up into
rows.
Okay.
I want to ask you about some other farm tools in a minute. I wanted to, the thing that, did you ever see your father or anybody use, put over a horse's mouth to feed it, a feed bag or anything like that? Okay. Are you familiar with the parts of a bridle or of a saddle? Do you know the different names for the different parts? If I showed you one, could you tell me what some of the parts are?
I think so.
Okay.
It's been quite a while since I rode a horse. But
okay.
Now, all right.
This part up here, number one, would be what? Can you tell? Is that a horn?
Horn, yeah.
Okay. And the thing this horn sits on, number three, what would that be? Would they call that a...
cantle? Is that the cantle?
Or would this be the cantle back
here?
Number two is the cantle.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Would this be the pommel?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Can I get you to pronounce that?
Pommel.
Okay. And, Would number 11 here have a name? This part on the side?
Yeah, it does, but I don't know.
Okay. How about number 8? Would that have
this
a name?
This is a stirrup.
Number 10.
Okay.
Okay. How about number 12?
Just the little straps.
Saddle strings?
Saddle string.
No. Is that what you'd call
it?
Yeah. Okay. String. How about the thing that went under the horse, number 13? Would that be called a cinch?
Cinch, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And was there a part for this back part here? Did it have a name?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Let me, any other parts that you know of either of these saddles? Okay. Let me ask you, here's the bridle. Do you know the number one here, the part that goes across the forehead of the horse? Would it be head strap?
Mm-hmm.
Number one. Can I get you to pronounce that?
Head strap.
Okay. And number, let's just go straight down. Number two, the part across his nose?
Nose strap.
Nose strap?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And number three, the one things that go down the side of his face. They be called cheek straps?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you?
Cheek straps.
Okay. How about number nine, the part that goes behind his head? How about number four, the part that goes under his throat?
Neck strap. No, it had another name.
Would it be called a throat latch?
Throat latch, yeah.
Okay. How about number five and number six?
Bridle reins.
Bridle reins. Mm-hmm. Were there different kinds of bridle reins? Would they have ever used a term like snaffle rein?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.